Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. We're talking about all sorts of stuff, and you can opine on that. So you can talk about anything else. If you don't like what we're talking about, bring up something else. It's all up to you. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Peatless Mountaineer.
So, well, we've been talking about the truckers, we've been talking about the convoy, and let's be clear, this trucker thing is a protest against the mandates.
Hands up here.
New Mexico, an I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass.
Oh, that's right. They had the when they talk about the cops, they call them bears.
I have actually never heard the song. I have only heard the chorus.
Oh, well. What do we say? A Texas lizard on glass? Is that?
I can't be afraid.
We trucked all day and we trucked all night. Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell. And the devil was dirty live.
Well, there are truckers going across the USA into Canada to join this convoy.
Mm.
So, yes, this song totally doesn't apply to the Canadian convoy, lyrically, at least from the lyrics we've just heard here.
Now, I wonder if the lizard there referenced was a lot lizard.
That is a good thing. The bear in the air, that's a helicopter cop.
Huh.
Right, policeman in a helicopter, bear in the air. So they, yeah.
Don't know that phrase.
So let's go to Sam in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, like, could the trucker strike in Canada cause, like, problems in the United States with the supply chain because of, like, certain components for things?
Oh, you bet your babushka.
Mm-hmm. Now, the question is...
And specifically one thing I'm thinking of is, like, food-type stuff, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely good. What I wonder is this going to cause more of a disruption than what they're mandating anyway? As far as, if you cross the international border and you haven't been jabbed, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. I mean, the supply chain disruption that we've already had from the lockdowns.
Well, and the further supply chain disruption, we did a story specifically about California and all of the ships that are carrying cargo, mm-hmm. Sort of out at sea. And it's not just off the West Coast. It's off the coast of the east of the United States as well, which I'm sure is affecting Canada as well. This was all as a result of the lockdowns, of vaccine mandates, government interference and their reaction to the COVID thing, instead of just letting these businesses handle it by themselves. So it's a good question, Peakless Mountaineer, as to whether or not it's going to have more of an effect. I suspect that if, say, the Canadian government sort of backs down and is like, okay, fine, no more mandates, I suspect that we'll see more of this type of protest. But I don't know. Sam?
But do you... Well, I don't know either, but I'm almost wondering if, like, they're not even going to stand all the way through it because of the fact of, like, potential starvation or something. Like, I'm thinking, like... I saw a teacher's strike years ago now,
mm-hmm.
and it was literally not even over food. It was just over pay, and they couldn't even sit out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So how are these people going to convince the population of Ottawa, you're saying, or the whole country of Canada, or maybe even the United States because of their impact, like, staying striking when people are starving because of what they're doing?
Yeah, that is a good question. And it's probably going to take some sort of extreme action to get governments to reconsider their position. Now, the good news is that people, generally speaking, in these situations, are charitable and willing to help other people out. I know that as an organized strike, they went ahead and raised money in advance to pay for some of the expenses and that kind of a thing. But you're right. If it gets to a point where it doesn't matter how much money you have, you can't buy what you need because, well, nothing's being delivered, then what? I don't have an answer for you, Sam.
And that's what I'm wondering if, like, then what will happen is, like, you'll see civil unrest to the point of where, like, the government will be under coercion, like you were talking about earlier, like saying you have to get in your trucks or you're going to jail because people are starving.
Yeah, I think that is a very real possibility that this will give the government the excuse to fundamentally enslave people who refuse to get injected.
Yeah, it's a sad reality. Thanks for the call, Sam.
And it does offer a really convenient cover for the fact that they printed off so much money is a big part of why there are a lot of supply shortages.
Yeah, the last time Mark Edge was here in studio, we talked about how around 50% of the United States money, the USD, had been created, printed out of thin air in the last 2 years. I have another article where they source that it's closer to 80% than it is to 50%. 80% of the United States dollars have been created in the last couple of years.
Wow.
And that is insane.
You know, it matches a lot of the information I've been looking up. I mean, like, I've been doing some digging. Like, I looked into, like, what in the heck is on the Fed's, like, what stuff it owns in order to keep everything afloat. And, yeah. Like, oh, my God. It is, like, we never recovered from 2008.
Oh, no. Not
like,
at all.
I thought we did. No. I was mistaken completely. And it's a really simple thought experiment. Like, okay, government prints off a bunch of money. Now, some people get that money first.
Yes.
What are they going to do with it? They're going to buy stuff with it.
Right.
So those prices haven't gotten a chance to go up yet.
Right.
All those people have acquired those real goods and services, and that slowly goes into the economy. Eventually, the price signal shows up where, oh, I got to raise the prices of goods and services because there's a way bigger amount of money. There are shortages now. Yeah. I've got to bring up the prices just to keep ahead of these shortages. And, you know, heaven forbid you want to have your wages increased.
Yeah. Well, and Sam, the caller, who is no longer on the line, he brings up a good point, but maybe even inadvertently, that it might be a good time for you, the listener to this program, revisit your disaster preparedness plans. Because something like, oh, I don't know, a North American trucker strike? Imagine Canada, U.S., and Mexico, all the truckers, just they're not going to move. Just imagine that for a minute. What that does to your food supply, your medical supply, right? Are you on any drugs? Are you taking them? Are you being treated for anything right now? Do you have food in your basement or your garage or your, you know, your property up north or whatever it is? You know, are you prepared to weather a storm? Not just a regular storm, but I know in the Washington area, I used to do earthquake preparedness.
Mm.
Now, this doubles also as, you know, any kind of disaster preparedness.
Earthquake, Y2K, what have you.
Right. Tornadoes, whatever. Yeah. Right. It's a good time for you to revisit your plan and make sure that you have what you need to weather a storm in case something like that comes to fruition.
And if you do have something to weather a short storm, you might want to look into, like, what if there is a long-term problem? What if the stores just never get anything back on the shelves? Like, do you know a pig farmer somewhere where you can, you know, get a ready source of food if you have to do that?
Are you ready to garden?
Are you ready to garden? Can you do that?
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. We'll talk about 30 police officers who got fired all at the same time.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. there's no peak, what will you do?
Keep climbing.
603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Vehicleless Mountaineer.
We'll get back to your calls in just a minute. I need to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help to seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right, I've teased this a couple of times, and I want to make sure we're in the third hour here, almost at the bottom, at the halfway mark of the third hour. I want to make sure we get to this. This is coming from the freethoughtproject.com. Not one, not two, but 30 state troopers fired for cheating on an exam to become cops. We've been talking a little bit about authority here. I always like to point out that coercive authority generally attracts those who are least scrupulous.
Well,
or at least, you know, folks who might lean unethically or perhaps act immorally. The system itself almost doesn't allow even the most noble person to join it and act morally and ethically.
That is definitely a fact. I mean, it is the one place where you can reliably forever get away with crimes.
So dozens of cops in Georgia are tarnishing the badge once more after they were all fired this week, according to reports. 30 troopers with the Georgia State Patrol are now unemployed because they were found to have cheated on the test to become cops. Hardly an isolated incident. Colonel Mark McDonough, commissioner of the Department of Public Safety and head of the Georgia State Police, said the entire class of students with the 106th Trooper School is no longer after they cheated during an online test for speed detection in October of 2019. Let that sink in. The entire class conspired to cheat on exams to become cops. Every single one of them was okay with fraudulently achieving their police status through conspiracy and cheating.
Well, shouldn't they really applaud their teamwork and their, you know, I mean, it worked, sort of.
I mean,
now, here's what I think. I think they set their sights too low. They should have been aiming at the CIA.
Yeah, I guess. It just,
or not low enough, I suppose, would be a far more accurate way of phrasing it.
It just, like, here's people that society, quote-unquote, goes along with the narrative of, you know, cops are good people. Oh, it's just the bad apples that ruin it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but time after time, day after day, week after week, I see some. It's very few of these stories that I actually bring for show prep. It's the ones that are most egregious, right? 30 cops, 30 of them, all cheated. Every one of them.
Yeah.
For the privilege of wearing the badge and carrying a gun. Now, what else do you think that they are going to do? What other sorts of immorality and unethical behavior do you think they would engage in once they were given the gun and the badge?
Well, it's tough to imagine them being more immoral than the baseline for a cop. Here's one of the things about that. The reason that people follow the regulations of all of these victimless crimes is because they are afraid of being punished by these uniformed men with badges and guns.
Mm-hmm.
So at any time, and a literally countless set of laws can be at random enforced on you.
Well, luckily for us, Peakless, we don't have to imagine cops being more immoral than cheating on the test to become a cop. We could just look to further news.
Lucky us.
How about this headline? Cops using civil asset forfeiture to organize armored car heists, robbing innocent people of over $1 million.
That is just astonishing.
Some of our regular listeners might be familiar with civil forfeiture, civil asset forfeiture, with regards to law enforcement. Generally, an organization like the DEA, for example, will, you know, somehow bust somebody. And when they're doing it, if there's a bunch of cash to be found, either in a house or in a car or something like that, they will take the cash. And then it goes through some sort of a review process. And if the government finds that it's a legitimate bust, the government, the feds keep 20%, and the department that performed the bust keeps 80% of whatever was found.
Wow.
So now we have several law enforcement agencies in the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department are now subject of a federal lawsuit after they were caught pulling over vehicles from an armored car company and robbing them of their cash. The stops were completely baseless, as no crime had been committed, and the cash inside the armored cars was from legal businesses, essentially making it literal highway robbery. We here on Free Talk Live refer to, you know, the speed traps. The cops are looking. We refer to them as road pirates because they're there to generate revenue. They're not there to enforce any laws, make anybody safer. They're there to generate revenue. This is taking that to an extreme. This is extreme road piracy by the state.
So two things immediately crop up in my mind. Number one, it just kind of goes to show that even if you pay your taxes as a pot dealer, you know, from a dispensary, mm-hmm. you're still not safe. And number two, I wonder if they might be stepping on the toes of a much bigger gang, because I know for a fact that banks will use armored cars to transport large sums of money. I have seen the Wells Fargo trucks myself.
Indeed.
So, I mean, are they careful in picking their targets so that they don't upset a bigger gang than them?
According to the lawsuit, Imperial Logistics, it's misspelled E-M-P-Y-R-E-A-L, Imperial Logistics, an armored car and fintech company that operates nationwide, is demanding a stop to the seizures as they have no basis under state or federal law and violate Imperial's constitutional rights. They are being represented by the Institute for Justice. This is nothing but highway robbery using badges, said the senior attorney Dan Albin. Imperial is transporting proceeds from legal businesses to financial institutions. These seizures don't stop crime or improve public safety. We can talk more about this coming up on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. East Coast is battling blizzard conditions, with many places now reporting whiteout conditions. Officials are telling people to not travel if they don't have to. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
High winds, heavy snow, blizzard conditions, all the elements of a classic nor'easter, and that's what we're dealing with right now.
In New Rochelle, New York, a snowplow driver is reinforcing just how dangerous it is on the roads.
I expected worse. Just keep scraping until it stops and we can salt it up.
Over 10 million people in the Northeast are under blizzard warnings. The National Weather Service is warning that the nor'easter could bring near-record snowfall and blizzard conditions to most of New England. Power outages are widespread, and thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm. This is USA Radio News. A new strain of the Omicron variant has been detected.
Just as the Omicron variant starts to die down in parts of the United States, scientists have their eye on another coronavirus variant spreading rapidly in parts of Asia and Europe. It's officially called Omicron BA.2. And this week, cases were detected in California, Texas, and Washington. As far as how these new variants are detected, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
So we don't know much about the new variant. So really, variants are not tested frequently. Probably less than 20% of all COVID tests have variant testing done. Those are tests that are done in the state health department level usually. Even physicians who are treating patients, like critical care patients in the hospital, they don't know what variant their patients have. Usually, if you find out the variant, it'll probably be weeks later because it's just not a test that's done commonly and it's not done in the hospital often.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We are Free Talk Live. You are Free Talk Live. Wouldn't you like to be Free Talk Live too? Riffing on a Dr. Pepper ad that's stuck in my head for some reason. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
Before we do anything, I need to say thank you to Dan. Let's see, how do I pronounce this last name? Krofzig, Dan Krofzig. He is a gold level amplifier. What is that? Well, you can find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. Dan gives, I believe, 20 bucks to help get this show on to more radio stations and promote this show so that we can get more listeners. So if you enjoy the hosts, if you enjoy the content, if you enjoy the fact that you can call in and speak your mind in this day and age over nationally syndicated radio, some satellites, and over the internet, please head over to amps.freetalklive.com and consider becoming an amplifier. We're currently on around 180, maybe 200 radio stations. We could be on 250, we could be on 300, even more. It's all up to you. Visit amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks again to Dan Krofzig for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right. So we had talked about 30 state troopers, an entire class, who all, every one of them, cheated on their exam to become a cop, and there was no choice but to fire them all.
See, working together, synchronistically, to cheat, I mean, what could be more government?
Yeah. Then, because somebody said, you know, do we have to imagine it being worse? No, we don't have to imagine, because why? Here's a story about cops using civil asset forfeiture to organize armored car heists.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the civil asset forfeiture thing is that they charge the money with a crime. I mean, that is just spectacular, mind-bending levels of twisting justice to your own purpose.
They were caught pulling over vehicles from an armored car company and robbing them of their cash. Imperial is the name of the company that is suing. These seizures don't stop crime or improve public safety. They just enrich these agencies, which get to split the proceeds from civil forfeiture. That's true. These funds are only being seized because of that profit incentive, and that's not remotely legal or constitutional. According to IJ, that's the original reporter of the story, on five separate occasions since May 2021, local law enforcement officers stopped Imperial vehicles on highways. During three of these stops, officers seized the bank deposits the vehicles were transporting. Sheriff's offices in California and Kansas then transferred the funds to federal law enforcement to take advantage of lax federal civil forfeiture practices. If successfully forfeited, up to 80% of the proceeds taken through this federal equitable sharing program would then return to local law enforcement to spend as it pleases.
So they are just not even pretending to be the good guys anymore.
Civil forfeiture allows law enforcement to take property without convicting and often without even charging anyone with a crime. No federal or state criminal charges have been filed against Imperial, its employees, or its clients. Unlike in a criminal proceeding, prosecutors do not need to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt to keep this property forever.
So, I mean, are we just going to go full Western villain on this? I mean, are we going to start including the civil asset forfeiture of people riding trains? I mean, what are you thinking?
According to the lawsuit, in only a matter of weeks, these road pirates have hit the armored car company three times, stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some estimates are up into the millions of dollars in estimates. Because they can't simply take the cash for themselves, these thieving road pirates have to go through a federal procedure via the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency known as adoption. If they steal this legal money in the name of the DEA will then adopt the money and then kick back 80% to the department through a program called equitable sharing.
Wow.
And we were just talking about earlier in the program, how many laws are there? And why,
literally countless.
And why is there no mechanism for laws to be deleted?
Because they don't want them to be deleted because of things like this.
And how many of the laws that are written are so crazy that they're unbelievable? How about this?
Oh, charging inanimate objects with crimes?
Yeah.
That's pretty far off the deep end as far as I'm concerned. The fact that you then get to keep the money that you are charging with a crime, and again, there are literally countless crimes. So if you pick up a random book of law, turn to a random page and go, yeah, I'm going to charge you with that.
This literally creates an incentive for cops to steal money from innocent people, and as this incident illustrates, these cops have no problem chasing that incentive. This legalized robbery is extremely lucrative, as most of the low-hanging fruit cops rob do not have the means to hire an attorney to get back their stolen property. Luckily for Imperial, they have some means to fight back. And so, of course, you know, they've got attorneys, they're filing the lawsuit, etc., and so on. I don't need to read the rest of this article because...
It just seems like another version of... the mask is completely slipping, and they're not even putting up a pretense of decorum, of being the good guys, of being anything other than outright criminals.
Yeah. Civil forfeiture in and of itself should not exist. Period.
No.
It's a horrible, horrible set of, we'll call them laws, but it's legitimized robbery. People have lost
inanimate
property.
Inanimate objects don't commit crimes.
Yeah.
Do I have to spell that out any clearer?
It used to, when I first found out about civil asset forfeiture was from, it was that guy, Russo, the movie producer guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did that film called Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned civil asset forfeiture in that movie.
That
movie was in like the 80s or something. It looked like it was out of the 70s, but it was. I think it was in the early
80s.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. That was where like he actually goes through and I'm thinking he was the Daily Show host standing for John Oliver.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he did a whole deep dive on this.
Yeah.
For all the good it did.
Yeah, well,
about how I will learn terrible Spanish to ask you if you have a lot of money.
When I first learned about it, it was all about taking actual real estate, like, you know, houses and that kind of thing. So, you know, a government wanted to build a freeway through, you know, some sort of rural land, and Bob's, you know...
That's not civil asset forfeiture. That's eminent domain.
Hmm.
Yeah, eminent domain is where, your property is getting in the way of progress. So we're going to pay you whatever we feel it's worth.
I'll have to rewatch the movie.
Yeah.
But they do mention civil asset forfeiture in that movie.
Hmm.
And perhaps they just expand into eminent domain, and that's what I'm thinking of. But at any rate, civil asset forfeiture and eminent domain are basically the same thing. Near as I can tell, there's different methods of accomplishing that, which is taking somebody else's stuff for your own use and not giving them a choice in the matter. That's basically how it goes.
But if we have complicated ways of describing this, then it doesn't count as theft, right?
So just imagine you could fund your own job by pulling people over and taking cash out of their wallets. These guys are doing it on a grand scale by pulling over armored trucks filled with cash, taking all the cash, and keeping 80% of it for themselves. And 20% goes to the guys who go, yeah, this is cool.
Seems like that business would expand.
603-283-61.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the final segment of this Saturday night edition. Boy, time sure flies when, well, you're talking about how horrible the world is.
And how it could stop being so horrible.
It certainly could. Like, there are solutions out there, and, you know, all you need to do is have an open mind and look. Right? You can find out the answers to all the, quite a lot of people who first start thinking about, you know, liberty and freedom and, you know, what is government and the nature of that and what does society look like without an organization of violence telling everybody what to do. You know, they have all sorts of reactions to that. And the answers to your questions already exist.
It might just possibly include something like less asset forfeiture enforcement and more, you know, raping little kids enforcement.
Yeah. You know, and it also might look like, oh, competitive organizations, so that if one organization doesn't do the thing that you want them to do as well as you want them to do it, you can stop, you know, your contract with them and contract with another provider those services.
So hire the one that protects your kids and fire the one that is essentially road pirates.
Yes.
Huh.
Wouldn't that be
what
great?
What an idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
Huh.
I think it would be great. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
Let's go to James. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Awesome to be on the show. I've been a listener for quite a little bit here.
Hey, thanks, man. What's on your mind?
I want to talk a little bit about this next nomination for the Supreme Court.
The Burrito Supreme Court.
So, I really want to start out with how it would relate to a business guy. I don't care if the next Supreme Court judge is green, but the idea that my wife and I own a small business, and the idea that I could put an ad out there that says I'm only going to hire a black woman for the job just doesn't seem right to me. It's, you know,
racist and sexist.
I don't get it. I'm sorry, what's that?
Racist and sexist?
Absolutely. Yeah. But why are the laws okay?
Well, the thinking goes like this. Since white men have dominated all of space and time forever, now in order to reverse that, we need to put the racism and the sexism in the opposite direction.
And let's not forget that it's only not okay when you do it. It's just fine when government does it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the voting side.
Well, sure.
The only other question, I was curious of your opinion because I've heard both arguments now. What do you think about Kamala Harris being able or not being able to do the tying vote?
I think Kamala Harris is a reprehensible person and should not be employed by an organization known as government at all. And in fact, I would say the same thing about all of the Supreme Court justices and, well, all employees of the entity known as government. Peekless.
Well, Kamala, a known illegal enslaver of human beings, is just the sort of terrible, terrible choice that I expect them to pick for whoever replaces this man. But do you think that she's slated for something else, so, yeah.
Do you all think that there's a constitution argument here, whether she can actually cast the dying vote?
I mean,
They don't follow that thing.
When it comes down to it, they're going to do whatever they want to do. So if they want her to be able to do so, they'll just wave the magic wand and make it so.
I mean, remember, they don't follow any of these rules. Like, if you forget a detail while they're questioning you in front of Congress, they will rake you over the coals. However, if you're saying something that is for their agenda, you can outright lie to them over and over again and never receive a slap on the wrist.
Final thoughts?
All right, you know, it's where we're stuck right now, and only us Americans can fix it.
Well, we got to quit giving them this power so that they have this unaccountable authority.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for the call, James. Let's move right along. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. So the waitresses here, they're going to start requesting that water, juice, or milk with children's meals. It's going to ask the parents. So, believe it or not, New Mexico has the most obese children of any other state.
Okay, wait, hang on, Sarah. So, if I go to a restaurant with my kid, I don't have one, this is a fictional story. I go to a restaurant with my kid, and he orders the kid's burger. The waitress is going to say water, juice, or milk.
Yeah, it's going to be recommended. So I kind of perplexed. This is just recommended. It's recommended.
I mean,
would you like water, milk, or juice with your children? And never offer the soda pop. No, the parents, what they say, I want a sugary soda pop.
Shouldn't this be a decision, though, for either A, the kid, or B, the parent that they're with?
Well, the kid don't know any better. The kid usually just get fed whatever parents order for them.
Yes.
They don't know any. They just want the sugary stuff because it tastes sweet.
Sure.
And if the parents are stupid, they're going to order that. But
okay, so they're asking. Wait. So they're asking people. They're asking waitresses to judge whether or not parents are stupid.
Well, the Diabetes Association of New Mexico have decided to do this for our state. So it's going to be recommended. You know, could we recommend water, juice, or milk with the children's meal? Because the adults, if they're stupid, they want to get fat and diabetes. That's up to them. But
so,
they want to protect them.
So this won't be like a law or anything. It's not going to be enforced by anybody, per se.
Well, you know what? Is it a city law where all of the waitresses are supposed to ask now, and what is going to be the enforcement? But the thing is, I do like the idea. I just to think we got the most fattest kids in America here. That's pretty pathetic, you know, because the parents
But the thing about being free is that you have to allow people to the freedom to make bad decisions. you must allow that to happen. That's a particular component of freedom. Otherwise, you get into the argument of who decides what the fat kids will eat. And thanks for the call, Sarah.
So just three very quick points on the subject.
Yep.
Number one, they shouldn't be forcing people to do this by law. Number two, I don't think they're, even if this does go through, that the moving it to like juice is going to have the results that they're looking for. And number three, man, if they're going to make laws against things that are harmful, how about we start with corn syrup?
Well, how about we start with, well, government?
Like, I suggest, well, good point.
Right? Let's make laws against the most harmful organization on planet Earth.
But I'm just saying corn syrup and sugar are killing more people than heroin. So.
Yeah, I wonder who's killing more, government or corn syrup? I'm guessing government.
Mm. Government.
Based on democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E, for those of you stat nerds out there, you want to figure out what I'm talking about. Democide, go look that up. Let's go to Padraig. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live. Padraig? Padraig going once. Padraig going twice. Let's go to... Hey, there's Padraig.
Hey, I'm here. I've been yelling at you for a minute.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's going on, man? You're on air.
Good. I want to qualify myself. I'm a TDL driver. I'm also valedictorian New Mexico class 139 DPS. That would be the public safety department. That would be police.
Okay.
So I wanted to say I was going to give a counterpoint on the caller you had, Gene. The Constitution says we the people. And you know the thing, right? It's not the politicians. It's not we the politicians that run it. So it's good for the government to be under control. The government has to be reined in. So when I see the truckers going up to Canada, that's a good thing. And you made a couple of points. One was preparedness.
Yep.
We know they're going up there to have their gig up there in Canada.
Yep.
So we need to just prepare it. They're going to be off the road. Everybody knows it, or as many people as you informed.
You got 20 seconds. What's the other point?
Okay, my other point was that the police do hold you hostage, and they are road pirates, and they pull a lot of truckers over.
Hey, thanks for the call, Padraig. We are out of time, sadly. We're here 7 nights a week between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. If you want to get your call on, call early. Be prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody, and peace. This has been Free Talk Live.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.